community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It is Friday afternoon, but Mike is just coming up to 20 minutes past one. As you know, I'm heavily involved with Dagenham Redbridge Football Club. I've been there 6 or 7 years now. I'm the stadium announcer there, and I just love the club. And just 4 years ago, they were at Wembley, and they won promotion to League One. This year, they were playing at Everton in the FA Cup, and sadly, the club were relegated at the end of this season and will face football in the National League. And just in this week, all sorts of things are going on. A director has resigned, and it appears there are people or peoples who are interested in buying the club. I'm delighted to welcome Jerry Hanning, who is a director, the director who did resign from the board this week. First of all, welcome along, Jerry. Thank you for agreeing to talk to us this afternoon. Can you give us a very, very brief insight into why this has come about? Is this not good news for the club? If a multimillionaire had flown over, for example, a Roman Abramovich had flown over and bought the club, that would obviously be good news. But you think this isn't?
Look, forget the individual for the moment. This club was set up in '92 as a members' club, limited by guarantee. So each member has a vote. That's great, and that's what makes our club probably different to most other clubs, that we are a members club.
Right.
So now we have a situation where an individual, I don't want to say too much about the individual because the club have not made an announcement with his name or anything like that.
Okay.
And I don't intend doing the same, but obviously the forum is awash with all details about that individual.
Okay.
So let's leave the individual out of it for the moment, but the due diligence that was done, in my view, wasn't good enough. But we have a situation where, when the club was set up, we didn't want, because of the fears of what have gone on with other clubs, with one individual buying this club, that clubs have gone to the wall, or gone into this danger of going to the wall, i.e., your home churches with the involvement a few years ago, with your Romfords, with your Greys, and all of that.
Yes.
We wanted to avoid that. So we didn't want a single owner of the club again. Now, this new proposal is for one individual to gain 80% of the club and 20% stay in the hands of the members.
Okay.
I wasn't in agreement with that and felt that it was better for me to dispute that argument and try and get together an alternative outside of the board, which is why I resigned at the half-year AGM.
So there is actually, what is there to buy though? That's what I don't quite understand.
Right, the members at the moment own 100% of the club, the football club.
Okay.
Right, whatever it is, they own it, and it's been run on the basis that it stays as a football club. Now, if one individual comes in, he can, if you like. There is a lease on the ground. But if the football club goes into decline and is dismissed, then that lease is an asset. And I don't think it was being used for, it would be used for football reasons. I don't see what somebody would gain. Also, one of the deal breakers was that there had to be a Sunday morning football match for his son's under 14 team.
Okay.
Now, I think that's a particularly good reason to sell a football club, but that's up to the members to decide. Again, this individual, or any individual who wants to buy the club, in my view, if you're going to buy something, you buy it. You can't really buy it on instalments.
Yep. And that is what that's what he was proposing, wasn't it? Was to buy on standing order, almost.
Period.
Yeah.
Over a five-year period, with no guarantees. Now, I don't expect him to be able to give guarantees. I understand that, but if he wants to do that, then put the money in a bank and let's know it's there, because we've got no guarantees that that money is actually available.
Do you think that this individual may be just doing this for business reason than for love of the football club?
I don't think it's a love for the football club. It's for business reasons, yeah.
Okay. And this individual...
And, you know, when someone says, a deal breaker on this is that my son team has to a Sunday morning. What happens in a couple of years' time if the individual gets bored, and where does that leave the football club? That, for me, is the bigger concern.
Okay.
So, therefore, I've resigned. Now, my job in resigning was to give, and I should make one thing clear. The board will say that the decision to go forward was met with 100% board approval.
Right.
Yeah. If you're offered an option, and there is only one option, and the other option is for the club to go down to three or four divisions or whatever and start again, then of course everyone is going to take the bigger option.
Which is exactly what Grays Athletic had to do, didn't they? They had to drop down
for... They were forced to do that. But we do have other options.
Yeah.
We do have other options. And I've got together, in the time since I've left the board, a consortium of people, well known to the club. In fact, I don't mind saying who they are. You've got John East and Brian East, who were original club presidents and have been involved from the beginning, who have a big involvement because their father was a big player in football for many, many years. Brian was president of Dagenham and Redbridge. He was president of the conference as it is now, National League as it is now, or the conference as it was then. He was president of the Isthmian League and was involved in setting that up. So he has a long history in lower level football. And I'm sure they have an interest in keeping that interest going for their father. We've got Dave Ward. So that's John and Brian East. We've got Dave Ward, who is a businessman and has been involved in this club for a few years, and like me, agrees that we have to have a second option.
Okay, so what...
So that's three people. We also have Lee Goodwin, who's an ex-Dagenham player, which a lot of the Dagenham supporters will know, and Lee's dad. So they make up five people who prepare to put up near enough the same amount of money as the opposing bid for the first year, and then would decide at the end of that year what further investment was required.
And you're not proposing to pay by instalments, I take it?
And they're willing to put the whole of that investment into an escrow account. On the day that they're accepted to do it, that money will be put into an escrow account for the club to use.
So does that mean, then, Jerry, then if you were successful in that, does that mean that the current board would then have to stand down?
Yes, it would.
And the managing director would have to stand down as well?
And the managing director and the chairman.
Yeah.
But they're doing that on the basis that they... we can't ask someone to put in those sorts of figures. In actual fact, that's concrete, the £200,000. We have pledges, unofficial pledges, that may take it up to nearly double that. But let's base it on the £200,000 at the moment.
So,
now, you can't expect people to put that sort of money in without having a share issue within the club. No other business would work that way. So the proposal would be for the new company or the new club, which would be the same name as Dagenham and Redbridge, but the parent company would have a different name, being the owners, and would have 51% of the shares, and the members now having 49% of the shares. But more important, that means that five individuals have a say in how this club is run, not one individual. And if one of those five, for argument's sake, disagreed so much with the rest of the board, then his share issue, along with the members' share issue, would be enough to keep the club going.
Okay.
So we're not reliant on one individual dictating what goes on in this club. It's a board issue.
Okay, just clear a couple of things up for me. How do you get to be a member? Is that a season ticket holder, or is that an individual membership of the club?
A member of the club is a person who, over the last few years, I mean, it had to be 2 years, but I'm not 100% certain on that, who would have bought a season ticket, but also opted to be a member of the club.
Okay.
Probably 100 or so people that are members, and they have that one share vote of the membership of the club.
Okay, right. The other thing I want you to clear up is then, so you're putting forward a consortium. There's the other gentleman we mentioned earlier. His consortium goes through. And they both those proposals then go to the current board, and it's their decision on who they accept. Is that right? Or is it go back to the entire membership?
No, because we are changing or looking, both parties are looking to change the constitution of the club, i.e. from 100% membership by the members to a 51-49 as our one is, or a 20-80% as the other one is. So there has to be a change of the constitution. So what has to happen is the board would recommend who they want to as a preferred bid. They put that to an EGM. The EGM then decides whether they want to accept that vote or not. They have the choice of not accepting it.
Yeah.
So, but obviously the board would hope that their recommendations would be accepted by their members, because our board as it is at the moment are elected by the members. They're not individual shareholders. So that's the procedure that has to be done, because it's a change of constitution. Now, my own view is that I think the board are misled, and looking at a long-term view is, okay, the first investor is going to put his £250,000 for the first year and a further £250,000 every year after that, with the proviso that for every year he does it, if he doesn't put that £250,000 in, mm-hmm. then 16% of the shares will go back to the members.
Okay.
Now, so that's okay, but it means that from day one, that $250,000, that individual owns 80% of the club and can basically do what he wants.
Okay.
The members have no say in it. Nobody can say it but that one individual.
Okay.
I'm saying it's better for the members to have 49% and a group of individuals putting virtually the same amount of money in for the first year, but are not guaranteeing the $250,000 the following year. If they get enough investors that may want to come on board, it could be more than that. These are people that floated AFC Wimbledon and have got big experiences in refinancing of football clubs and everything else. So they're not silly people. So for me, that is a much, much better option.
Okay.
And one that if the board do not recommend it, then it means that they will have to go to the members direct. And so what I'm trying to get together is for the members to actually say, there is a second vote here, we should have a look at it, and then we decide what's right. And hopefully the members come down on the side of the second vote.
Jerry, what's the time?
Because I think that would be much healthier for the club.
What's the timetable for this?
Well, I believe the members' meeting is going to be early July, the EGM, early July, but that's not been announced yet. The members, in fairness to the members, have asked to see the first individual.
Right.
And from that point, they will then decide whether they wish it to go forward to an EGM.
Okay.
If they decide on that first one, actually, this is not the person for us, we don't want that to happen, then the option is that they could recommend the second one to go to the EGM. Or they could recommend go to an EGM, and then there will be a vote at the EGM, just a straight vote of what they prefer to happen with our club.
Okay. Jerry, I know what you and I both, I understand your passion for the club, and let's hope that this is resolved before the new season starts. Fixes come out very, very shortly. And
we have to give 21 days notice of the EGM to the members. So
yep.
It will take 21 days. So I would hope we know where we are before the end of July.
Brilliant. Jerry, thank you so much for taking the time to put us in the picture, because it's so much uncertainty. There's nothing on the club website at all at the moment.
No, but the club has to be... they can't issue any statement until the members give them permission to issue a statement. So they can't issue a statement on something that might not happen. So I can understand that to a certain extent. My point of view is to get to the members now, or anyone that's listening to the programme today that are members of Dagenham and Rugby Football Club, to please explore and vote for the second option. I believe it is much better for the club.
Jerry Hanley, thank you very much for your time today. Thank you, my
friend.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.